Yes, hello children. In this module, we are going to discuss about string built-in functions and methods. So let us start with the first built-in function, that is length, len. So len returns the length of the given string passed as an argument. See, if you take an example, str equal to this is my book. So len of str gives the output 50, because the length of this is my book is 50. So let us come to the next method, that is capitalize. So this capitalize function returns a string with its first character capitalized and the rest all lowercase. Example, str equal to this is string example. Wow, you can see an example here. So if you just call the function string.capitalize, you can see the output that only T has become capital, rest all the characters are of lowercase. The third method is title. So this title method return a title cased version of the string where word starts with an uppercase character and the remaining characters are lowercase. It will return unexpected result in cases where words have apostrophe, etc. Example, see the example here, str is equal to this is string example. So when you call the title function str.title, so you can see here all the words are starting with the uppercase and the remaining words are in the lowercase. So take an extra example here. This isn't a float example. So in that, if you call the title, so here you can see that this isn't, T has become capital here, a float example. So it has given an unexpected result because we are using apostrophe here. Next method is upper. Upper returns a string with all the cased characters converted to uppercase. Example, this is a string example. So you can take here string.upper. When you call the function string.upper, so all the characters are converted to the uppercase, as you see in the example here. Next function is lower. Lower returns a string with all the cased characters converted to lowercase. Example, str equal to this is string example. So when you call str.lower, so here you can get the output, this is string example, where all the characters are converted into lower case, even though we have given in the upper case in the string. Next method, count. The syntax is count, sub, start and end. So this count returns the number of non-overlapping occurrence of a substring, sub in the range, start to end. Optional arguments start and end are interpreted as in slice notation. Example, str equal to this is string example. So here sub is equal to I. So we are just going to count the number of times I is present in the str, that is string. So as soon as you call the function str.count, sub, 4 to 40, so you can get the count of 2. So here I is present 2 times from the substring starts from 4 and up to 39. Next example, SUB is equal to wow. So here str.count sub, so you get only once there. Next method is find. The syntax of find is find within that parameter you have sub, start and end. So here this find also returns the lowest index in the string where sub string sub is found, such that sub is contained in the slice s start to end. Optional arguments start and end are interpreted as in slice notation. And it will return -1 if sub is not found. See the example here, string 1 equal to, this is string example, string 2 is equal to exam. So when you call the function find str1.find str2, so you can just get the output 15 because it is the index where the exam is going to start, the substring exam is going to start. So next example, string1.find str, 2 to 10, 2, 10, but it goes up to 9 here. So again within the start and end value, the string 2, that is a substring exam, is found in the index 15. Next example, string1.find string2, 40. So here since it is not finding with that particular 40 is the starting word, so it returns just -1 because the substring is not found in that. Next method, index. The syntax of index is again index sub start end. So this also is like find function, but instead of returning -1 if substring is not found, it gives the value error. Example, you can see the same example here, string 1, this is a string example, string 2 is equal to exam. So string 1 dot index string 2, you get the index here, that is 15. Similarly, next example, string 1 dot index string 2 comma 10. So here the searching starts from the index 10 to last, so you get again 15 output. But again when you are calling the index function str1.index str2, 40, so it starts to search from 40, so it gives an error since the substring is not found. So you can see here it raises the value error, substring not found. Next method, isAlnum. So isAlnum returns true if all characters in the strings are alphanumeric, otherwise it returns false. Example, str equal to this 2009. So we are checking whether this is alphanumeric number. str.alnum, so it gives true because it is an alphanumeric number, because the string is an alphanumeric. Next example, str equal to this is string example. So as soon as you call the alnum, is alnum here, str.isAlnum, so it is false because here it is only characters, it does not have any numbers, that's why it is returning false. Next method is isAlpha. isAlpha returns true if all characters in the string are alphabet, otherwise it returns false. Example, str equal to this. So as soon as you call str.isAlpha, it gives the output true, because this string contains only alphabets. Next example, str equal to this is string example dot 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 wow with the explanatory mark here. So str.isAlpha, when you call the function isAlpha, so it returns false because it contains some special characters also. That's why your output is false. Next method is isDigit. So isDigit returns true if all characters in the strings are digits, otherwise it returns false. Example, str equal to this 2009. So as soon as you call str.isDigit, it gives false, because here all characters are not digits, it is mixed of alphabets and the characters. Take the second example, str equal to 2009, it's a string. So as soon as you call the function str.isDigit, it returns true because the string is purely a number. Next method, isSpace. So here isSpace returns true if there are only white space characters in the string, otherwise it returns false. So you can see the example here, str equal to, just open and close the double quotes here. So string dot isSpace, in between we have left one blank here, so that's why it is giving true. So next example, str equal to this is string example. So here when we are checking this string whether it is isSpace or not, it gives false because it is not a blank space here, there is some characters present here. Next method, isLower. IsLower returns true if all cased characters in the string are in lower case and there is at least one cased character, otherwise it returns false. So here example, str equal to this is string example. So as soon as you call the function str.isLower, it gives false. Next one, str equal to this is string example, str.isLower, so it gives the value true. So here in the first example you can see THIS, this is in caps, that's why it is giving false. But in the second example, all the characters are in lower case, that's why you are getting the output as true. Take the third example here, str equal to this 2009, and we are checking whether this is lower. So yes, because here this is fully in lower case, that's why it is giving true. And in str, the fourth example, str equal to 2009, and if you are checking whether str2009 is lower, then it gives the output false because it is all numbers. Next method is isUpper. So isUpper returns true if all cased characters in the string are uppercase and there is at least one cased character, otherwise it returns false. Example, str equal to this is string example, everything is in capital letter here, so it is checking whether str is upper. Yes, so that's why you are getting the output true. In the next example, str equal to this is string example, in this is capital, rest all are small, so you are checking whether str is upper. So it is giving the output false. Next method, isTitle. So isTitle returns true if the string is title cased, otherwise it returns false. So example, str equal to, this is string example. So here all the words starting letter are in caps. So that's why when you are checking string dot isTitle, it is giving the output true. And in the second example, only T is caps here, rest all are small case. And as soon as you check whether str.isTitle, then it gives the output false. Next method is strip characters. It returns a string with the leading and trailing characters removed. The characters argument is a string specifying the set of characters to be removed. If omitted or none, the character argument default to remove white spaces. So example, you can see str equal to, there are some characters OOO. This is string example, and again it is having some trailing characters like OOO. So the leading and trailing characters it will skip. So if you see the example string dot strip of O, so all the leading and trailing characters within the strings will be removed and you get only the characters here. Next method, partition with the parameter scp. So it partition split the string at the first occurrence of scp and return a tuple containing the part before the separator, comma, the separator itself, and part after the separator. So here example str equal to, this is string example verb. So here str dot partition s. So in s the string has getting separated here. So you can see the output thi comma s comma e string example verb. So that is in tuple. You can see the output in tuple. Next method is split with a parameter scp. Here a list of the words from the string using scp has a delimiter string. If scp is not specified or none, any white space string is a separator. So here example is str equal to, this is my book. So str dot split, so you can see a list where all the words in the strings are split. This comma, is comma, my comma, book, and it is in the list. Next example, sorry, next method is swap case. So this swap case return a copy of the string with reversed character case. So example str equal to, this is string example verb. So here you can see, here this is string example, whichever is in the lower case will become the upper case and whichever is in the upper case will become the lower case. So that is how this swap case is taking place here. Next method is join, and the parameter is separator. So this join returns a string in which the string elements have been joined by a separator. Example str equal to hello, t is equal to star. So t dot join str. So you can see here the star has been joined within the string. So h star, e star, l star, l star, o. And the last method is replace, and the parameter is old comma new. So replace return a string with all occurrence of substring old replaced by new. Example str equal to, this is the string example verb, this is really string. So str dot replace, so you are replacing is with was. So as soon as it has been replaced, the output will become THW, wherever is there, it will be replaced by was. TH was string, example verb. TH was really string. So this is how the old substring will be replaced by the new substring. So this is the end of the module. So in the next module, we will learn some programs related to strings. Thank you, children. Have a nice day.